The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing on this edition of the podcast. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 2pm. Sean Quinn, John Budden and Darren Owen will be in the studio. We have Hamilton on the flat alongside Jumps Racing from Stratford and Fontwell in the afternoon. All weather action at Lingfield and Kempton in the evening. And there's Irish Racing from Killarney as well. So six meetings to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is James Millman. How are you, James?
Good afternoon.
Are you well, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. Busy flat hunting. Finally got one, so one hassle out of the way.
Good. Yes, you're up in Leeds now, aren't you? Doing studying law still?
Well, 2 weeks' time I'll be up here studying full-time. I have to do a few more shifts in here as well.
Okay. Do you ever miss life in the saddle?
No. one word answer. Yeah. No, don't miss the dieting, trying to keep my weight down and... I say a lot of travelling involved, especially from Devon, up and down the race tracks across the country, but I'd say at the minute I don't miss it at all.
Okay. And you're spending plenty of time on Racing Radio as well then? Tipping a few winners along the way?
Trying to tip a few winners. Like I say, tomorrow or on Thursday it will be. Some nice race in Stratford, but a good prize money there for summer jumping. There's a nice 5-runner, 10 grand handicap. And Kempton, the midnight or weather, nearly midnight or weather meetings have started. So we've still got the late finishes, but starting to get in the gear of the older weather season again.
Yeah, certainly is. And we're going to look at some of that racing in just a few moments. But before we do, let's just talk about a few of the news stories as we record this. And the big story in the jumps world, I suppose, would be that the Grand National has itself a new sponsor in the shape of Krabbies and £1 million prize on offer for the first time.
Yeah, I think a bit of a relief for Aintree to get a good sponsor again. Obviously, there was a lot of negative publicity 2 years ago with the National, with unfortunately losing two horses and big negative campaign in the daily press, which only seemed to get involved if it's a bit of negative publicity with the whip controversy as well. But last year it passed without controversy, which was good for the sport and good for Aintree. Interestingly, obviously, the Krabbies brand is the help from the Hellwood family, obviously owned Amberley House, so they've kind of got a connection with the race, and I suspect they're keen to kind of keep their history going. And £1 million is a lot of money for what is a glorified handicap chase. And like I say, it can have a bearing on the trainer's title. When Paul Nicholls won it with Neptune and Collins 2 seasons ago, it kind of got him back in front. So it might not be the best horses racing in the jump season, but it's certainly the most high-profile race, flat or jumps, we have in the UK.
Yes. Don't let Wizard here say it's just a glorified handicap chase.
It is, really.
He loves it.
He might love it, but we are seeing a lot better class of horse running it in recent years, especially because of the prize money. But it is still a 40-runner lottery, in my opinion. To find the winner, it is impossible.
Yeah. That adds to the race a little bit, doesn't it? Makes it exciting for people who don't study form and that. People just get involved
definitely.
Once a year.
And it's your office sweepstakes. It's a great race for us, and like I said, that's why it was important. We had positive publicity from the race this year.
Yes, good. Switching from the jumps game to the flat game, then let's talk about a few of the news stories there. And Telescope, who was fairly impressive at York last week, he will not go to the St. Leger now, though. They're going for the Champion Stakes instead.
Yeah, probably not a surprise with the way connections were implying after the race. The dam, plenty of speed in the dam side, and they didn't think he'd stay a mile six. They'd have to supplement him, which is a fair amount of cash. I was pretty impressed with his performance the other day. I think he's more going to be more a four-year-old type. He's missed so much this season. A lot of people were crabbing his performance at Haydock, but it was his first time against proper horses, really, against older horses, and it wasn't a bad effort in the Rose of Lancaster. And I'll say back against his own age group, he was pretty impressive at York. Champion Stakes, it won't be easy for him as a three-year-old, I don't think, but like I say, I think he could be a typical stout, improving four-year-old next year.
Yeah, I think he'll be very much one to watch next year. And me and Ross were discussing this the other day. If he hadn't had such a huge reputation going into the race at Haydock, they'd say that's a perfectly good introduction to group racing, wouldn't
definitely,
they?
Definitely. He was a bit of a hype horse. The problem is the mile and a half, three-year-olds, they are pretty weak. this year, and especially the actual English representatives. I think we were hoping for a star to emerge, and he was the kind of only one in the winter that could be a star, and unfortunately a few minor setbacks meant he wasn't forgotten, but he didn't see the track until that Leicester success. And it was a free runner race, and the second was beat 20 lengths, and it was just a gallop round. Plus, I thought he ran perfectly well at Haydock, and he's improved for the experience at York.
Okay, and from the end of the season to next season, with regards to the 1,000 guineas and the 2,000 guineas, we're going to see Kyoshi in action at the weekend, and she's currently favourite for the 1,000 guineas, 7-1 with William Hill at the moment, and they're excited about the Moyglare clash. And if you just look at her form, there's a piece in the Racing Post about it. That's someone quite a bit of form, isn't it?
Yeah, the Albany was by far the strongest race possibly to emerge from Royal Ascot. Sandiva's certainly done the form no harm, winning her Group 3 up at Deauville. Lucky Cristal, obviously flying along in the British Group races since then, although George Martin did say he'd undercooked her for Royal Ascot. But the form's stacking up, which is great news for Kiyoshi. She was very impressive that day anyway. Even if the form didn't really stack up, you would still have to be mightily impressed with the fact that she was 3.5 lengths clear of Sandiva. It marks her out as a very, very useful filly, and like I say, hopefully she can continue to progress and show the form which she showed at Royal Ascot. I think the Qatar stable are pretty happy with her, and she's certainly the best filly we've seen this year.
Yes, it was Kyoshi that drifted halfway across the track at Royal Ascot as well, wasn't it, in the final furlong?
Did a little bit, yeah. But a lot of horses do. It's not something I can really crab a horse for, because you see so many do it. I think because the grandstand's so imposing and the big screens they've got up there, but she still won one going away.
Yeah.
That's a very, very impressive success.
Yeah, just imagine if she stayed straight, she'd have won by
even further.
Yeah. And with the 2,000 guineas, John Gosden's not so...
Yeah, Mr. Gosden, he never really goes over the top about any of his horses. He's pretty spot on what he says. He could be a super horse. We'll find out on Saturday kind of how good he is. But like I say, the press, we like to hype a horse. It's Frankel's colours. You always hope there's another Frankel in there somewhere. But like I say, Frankel certainly didn't have anywhere near this kind of hype after his initial debut success at Newmarket. He won impressively, but he hasn't been out for a little while, which is a little bit of concern. And like I say, we're going to see how good he is on Saturday up at Sandown.
Yes, that's regards to Kingman. Just one more story to talk about then before we move on to Thursday's racing. And apparently there's a Cesarewitch warning to punters over Tiger Cliff. Very impressive the other day, but might not be going to the Cesarewitch.
Yeah, interesting. They already mentioned a fair while ago that he's going to be going hurdling with Alan King.
Yeah.
The problem is he's been busy all summer, really, running in these big handicaps. He's got to have a little bit of a break sometime if they want to give him a jumps campaign. And it's quite late in the season, the odds of Zarewicz, and it's a tough race, 2 mile 2. Got to count all the way down to the start and come back again. And the connections have already got Lieutenant Miller in the race. So, interesting. To be honest, I think the price you're going to get anti-post will be pretty similar to what you're going to get if he actually runs in the race. So it's a fair enough warning from the owners. But like I say, for them, they're not really too sure what yard he's going to be in at that kind of time, because obviously he will be transferred to Alan King's yard for his hurdling spell, and they're pretty confident he's going to make up into a cup horse next year, so I don't think they're going to want to over-race him too much. He's already won a big prize in the Ebor, so I don't think they'll be rushing away. But like I say, our own Sergeant Cecil did the Ebor and then went on to win the Cesarewitch, so I think it's not an easy task.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. That's the news stories then at the moment. Let's move on to Thursday's racing then. James has picked out 3 races for us. One of those is at Stratford and then 2 at Kempton in the evening. So the first of those is the 3:20 at Stratford, which is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. Decent enough prize on offer here. And is Temple Lord the one to beat?
I think, he's definitely the one to beat, but he took a lot of hard work to win the other day. It was a masterful McCoy ride. And I just think you can probably take him on. I think it's £4 higher. I just like the look of the Nick Williams, Yuli Stavassi. Had a nice run, finishing 3rd in a novice chase 4 weeks ago. Nick Skirford takes the ride this time. He's run quite well in France in some competitive chases. The mark's on the high side. I think he's 1.18 tomorrow. But I think he's the type of horse that Nick Williams can do well with. He's very, very lightly raced. He's against a lot of exposed horses. And I just think he can be better than what he's shown so far, and he's the only one that's unexposed. That's it. I don't really like Temple Lord. I think he need a lot of hard work again to try and win. Grey Soldiers looking a tad out of form. Similar comments applied to Tri Nations. And Giant of Mercure hasn't shown a lot lately. So I just think the fact that Ulysses Devassi is unexposed, he's got a good chance.
Okay. The Giant of Virtue does like it round round Stratford, doesn't he? He likes the tight track.
Yeah, and Lorna Hill's in good form.
Yeah.
Dougie Castello booked. But I just think this Ulysses Devassi could be quite a nice novice chaser. He's only 5 years old.
Yeah.
Time on his side, and just the type of horse that Nick Williams does well with.
Okay. To Kempton then, onto the poly track for the next two races, and it's the last two races on the card at Kempton. We're going to look at the 850 is the first of those, and this is a nursery over the 6 furlong trip, and who shall we start with here? Cord Chart for Godolphin.
Yeah,
Charlie
Godolphin
Apple being
representative.
Good form.
Successful when it's only a weather run.
Yeah.
But beaten favourite last time out, ran 40 days ago. I think he's vulnerable, and I'm going to go for the Hannon horse, Constantine. Steadily progressive in his three runs to date. Got off a mark at Windsor on its third start. Had 2 months off. Hopefully strengthened up a little bit. Hughesy takes the ride. Drawn two. He'd be nicely placed to take advantage at the intersection. And I think he could be well handicapped. 3 times a lady. Rosie Jessup won a couple of races at Chepstow on her. But now looks a little bit held by the handicapper. And Luke Morris is on board. So Rosie was taking £5 off it. And I'm not sure if Luke would be able to get any more out of her. She could be too high in the handicap. Claiming the Roses was quite impressive on debut, but disappointed at Newmarket. Ran very, very keen. Value, probably the other Hannon horse, could be dangerous. Sean Levy taking the ride on that one. But I just think Hughesy booked on Constantine. Nice progressive profile. I think 77 could be a lenient handicap mark.
Okay. And the final race at Kempton is the 920. This is a Class 4 handicap over the 7 furlong trip. And it's quite a competitive end to the card here. 14 runners, and you could give a few of these chances. Who do you like here, Jay?
Levy Draper for the extremely informed James Fanshawe team. And Freddie Tillicky takes the ride. 3 in a row at the start of the season, and wasn't disgraced last time when finishing third. He's, of course, whenever he's drawn 8, should be able to get plenty of space from there. And I don't think it was the most competitive of races. There's quite a few of these horses are a little bit out of form. And the main form dangers are possibly a little bit high in the handicap now. Inter Mist got a hat-trick himself, but second to last twice. I think the handicap has just got hold of that one. You're the Boss for Ed Walker. Possibly improving this season, but needs to progress again to show similar form to Levy Draper. I'd say with the Fanshawe team in such good nick, I think he'll go very, very close again to getting back on the winning trail.
Yes, and wasn't beating far at Newmarket last time. That was probably a better race.
It was a stronger race at Newmarket, and like I say, the Fanshawe team can do no wrong at the moment.
Okay, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary, James, if you will, before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections.
Three selections for tomorrow. 3:20 at Stratford. Ulysses Devassi, a 5-year-old unexposed chaser for Nick Williams. He's against a few old, tired rivals, and I think he's the type that the trainer would do well with. Back at Kempton, the 850, Constantine, well handicapped after progressive free runs in maidens, which ended with a win at Windsor. Possibly his rivals are a tad exposed. I think Richard Hughes has chosen the right-handed horse, and he can make a winning handicap debut. And in 9:20, Livy Draper, hat-trick in the spring, third last time out, but I think the James Fanshawe team in great form, he'll be winning again.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, James, and enjoy it on Thursday. The selections of James Millman there then on Thursday's racing. You can follow it all on Racing Radio from 2 p.m. on Thursday. Sean Quinn, John Budden and Darren Owen will be in the studio. We have Hamilton, Stratford and Fontwell in the afternoon. Lingfield, Kempton and Killarney in the evening. So 6 meetings to look forward to. And you can hear them all on Racing Radio. Thank you very much for listening to William Hill's Racing Podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.